name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 8th of August 2009 and the time is 20:10. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
Louisa Stocker, the 24th of the 9th, 78, and I'm from Farnham in Surrey.
Have you made the trip especially today for this?
Yes, I have.
And how does it feel to be here?
It's surreal. I think that sums it up. It feels very strange, especially because I haven't been back to London for a while, and so it feels quite odd coming in with the whole sights and sounds and smells and everything, plus this on top of it.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
Nervous. I think everybody can pretty much say they feel nervous. I'm not sure if I'm excited. It's a funny one because I think I'm more nervous than I am excited. Yeah, what's another word for it? I don't know. I'm fairly looking forward to it, but in a kind of like jumping off a cliff kind of way, you know, for the adrenaline rush. That's about it.
How did you first hear about the project?
Well, I think I must have heard it on telly. I must have been on telly. It must have been on the news or something like that, because I wouldn't have done it. I don't think I would have signed up for it. In fact, my other half signed up for it, and I think we must have been watching it together and gone, go on, go on, let's just do it, see what happens. I think so. It must have been on the telly. Yeah.
And has your other half been given a spot?
No, and he wouldn't do it anyway, scared of heights, so he signed up. I have no idea.
And what was it that actually drove you to fill out the application form and go for it?
Well, it didn't drive me, it drove my other half. I think what it must have been is just something that's open to the public, that everybody has the same chance as everyone else as getting a space to do it. The fact that it's, I don't think we even considered actually doing it. I don't think that was ever in our head. Never had an idea. I'm not particularly arty. You know, I wasn't a massive fan of Gormley. I don't know. It was just one of those things, and we thought, just sign. It was easy. It was an easy thing to take part in. So why not?
And when you heard that you,
I think I laughed for about at least probably 15 minutes hysterically. I thought it might have been a bit of a joke, realised it wasn't, just about stopped myself saying no straight away, because that's my automatic reaction, was to say no, you're all right, somebody else can do that. Yeah, put the phone down. And then I had a split second of thinking, just stop, don't say no automatically, take a step back and just think about it. Would you regret not doing it? And shouldn't, it's good to do things, put you out of your comfort zone. And actually, so it isn't for me so much about the art side of it, or, you know, the sculptor or anything like that. It's more about taking myself out of my comfort zone and good stories to tell. I mean, you know, my other half is so excited about this, more than me, because he can go around telling everybody, my darling is doing this, ridiculous. So that's really why I decided I'd do it. Challenge.
Doing for the hour?
Well, having looked online and watched a few people, which I hadn't done before I found out that I was gonna do it, when I decided I was gonna do it, went online, checked things out, and I think I decided that I needed to do something that vaguely incorporated the people around you, not in an entertaining kind of way, but I wanted to find something that did incorporate the people watching, but also gave me something to do. And there was a sort of a beginning and an end. So what I thought was, I was thinking, I saw people taking photos. And actually, when I was looking online, it all started with, I saw there was a hole in the middle of the plinth. And I thought, what can we use that hole for? How can the photos, you know, people and photography, how can that combine? A washing line. You can stick a washing line in this hole. And then so I could do something creative with a washing line and whatever. Anyway, I couldn't use a washing line, but I found a camping washing line, which is going to be my plinth tree. And I'm going to take photos of the people below me. And the whole idea is basically that they, the people that are watching me and kind of supporting me or heckling me or whatever they might be doing, are a part of it as well. So I'm bringing them up onto the plinth with me. I'm going to take the photo, print the photos out on the plinth and peg them to my tree. But I'm going to, probably the people that I know, my friends and family, I'm going to frame them and hang them on the tree with ribbon. And that's what I'm going to do.
So you've really kind of got a grip of the title, and you've included some other people in the project. Was that intentional?
It was intentional, but only so far as it was intentional because of the fact that I'd watched it live and I'd seen the problems that people had faced not doing anything. And I couldn't, I didn't want to not do anything. I wanted to sort of to busy my time, but be creative at the same time. And that was what I came up with.
And will you take pictures of other passers-by and people that you don't know as well?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I will hopefully take more pictures of people that I don't know who are walking past. I think if they're around at the end, or if I can find a way of getting the photos down there towards the end of the time, then I'll try and give them their photos at the end of it as well, because it's a bit of a memento, but we'll just see how that goes, I think.
And why have you chosen that idea?
Well, like I said, it all came from the idea of incorporating people into it that are supporting. A camera is a really easy way of reflecting what you're looking at or how you're interpreting the scenes around you. It's portable. It was a good thing, I thought, as a prop to use in this tower in basically an hour on a plinth in the middle of nowhere. Use a camera, and I just sort of grew from there, basically.
And do you have any expectations about how it goes?
Well, I'm actually more nervous about the running of the equipment. I'm more nervous because I only got the printer this morning because it needed a battery and that took. So I've never used it properly before. So I'm more worried that that won't work or the tree thing might fall over or something like that. If it all runs smoothly, I'll be thrilled because hopefully at the end of it, I will have created this plinth tree with all pictures of people around me and. Yeah, I think I hopefully it will go well. Hopefully it will go well.
And what impact do you hope that it will have on you going up on the plinth?
Oh, that's a difficult one. What impact will it have on me going up there? I don't think I can answer that until, I know it's difficult, but until I come back off it, because I don't think you can. I've told you I'll feel nervous and I'll be anxious and but the impact of it, I think, like the lady said before, it's much higher when you go up there than it actually looks, because I came in and said, oh, it'll be, you know, I feel much happier than it seems much lower off the ground, and she said, no, it feels much higher going up there. And I think that will have an impact on me and how I feel and my emotions. I've never been in that situation before. I might have suddenly developed vertigo in the last month. Who knows? So I could come down with nothing, with a bag full of stuff, having clung to a pole for the entire hour. Who knows?
What would you like to take away from the experience?
Great memory. A sense of achievement, definitely. And maybe having created something that isn't really cheesy, because I am slightly concerned that it is really cheesy. And I don't want to create something that's cheesy. I kind of wanted to do something that would entertain me and would be fairly, fairly relevant. And I want to feel that I fulfilled that. That's when I come off it, yeah.
What is it that you do when you're not going up to day-to-day life?
I'm very boring, I'm afraid. I'm a mum to Polly, who's one, and I'm cooking another one in my tummy right now, due in the end of October. So I'm at playing mum at the moment, very boring, and doing upholstery. I'm doing an upholstery course as well, so that's keeping me busy. Very middle class, I know.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Probably the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire life. I can honestly say that. I would rather do a million presentations at work than I would, you know, which I hated, than go through that again, which I am doing. But it's the hardest thing ever, but the most rewarding thing. It's fantastic. Made some fantastic friends, all have babies, and that need, you know, they keep me going, basically, so it's good.
And did you work before you had your...
Yeah, I did. I worked a number of places. When I was pregnant, I was working at the NSPCC. Prior to that, I was working at SAB Miller, or Miller Brands, which is part of a brewery called SAB Miller as a marketing manager. And before that, I've worked in charity again with the Children's Society. So I've sort of skipped from charity to corporate to charity, but within marketing and events, basically. I was an events manager before.
And how did you get into events and marketing?
Oh, did I get into events and marketing? I think I left university. I went and got a job, and it happened to be in marketing, and it was temping. And then I ended up getting offered the job, and every single job I've gone for has pretty much started off like that, and then I've just gone on, and just went into it like that.
What are the things that are important to you now in your life?
Important to me now? Well, I have, of course, to say my little poppet, Polly, and my other half, Matt, who's a nutcase, but he's gorgeous. And so they're very important to me, obviously my friends and family. And what's important now, I think, is creating a happy family life, popping the babies, getting them over and done with, getting married next year, and then I will get back to work again, I think, slowly. There's no major rush, but I miss work. I like working, and I definitely am going to get back into it. So yeah, a good balance of family and work, that's what I'm aiming.
And when you put up your profile on the website, you were asked to put three words about yourself without having to limit it.
That's so mean. Oh, it's so hard. It's the hardest question ever. It's so funny. Matt was joking with me earlier, saying it's going to be like an interview. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? And you've almost pretty much asked me that. Right, how would I describe myself? I think I am energetic, resourceful. Do I need to list words, or do I just don't know? Energetic and resourceful. I asked other people before when I was trying to find my three words, which were ridiculous anyway, and those are ones that pops up. I think I'm confident and friendly and loving. I'm very bossy and a bit of a control freak. I definitely would say that. But it's good fun, and probably I'd have quite an addictive personality, I can say that. I think generally just happy is such an awful word. I did put that on the profile and then took it off again because it's just such a cop-out, isn't it? But I would say I was generally a happy person, apart from when I'm going to be late for something, because I hate being late for anything. That's the only thing.
Have you participated in arts projects?
No, not that I can remember. No.
And you said before that you're not an arty person, but what you're chosen to do is quite creative. Do you think
this is a creative side? Well, I've done marketing. I have worked for some time in a marketing agency as well, so obviously you have to be creative to go into a marketing agency. And I play the flute, and I play the clarinet and all and things like that, so I think there isn't a sort of vaguely creative streak, but I think vague's the word for it. Yeah.
Fundamentally, who would you say that you're doing this for?
I think, but me, myself, and my other half, Matt. And the reason I say Matt is I'm not doing it for him in the normal sense. I think I'm doing it because I know he wants me to do it so badly so that he can show off about it. The only reason why. So you can go, oh, my wife's up there, and oh, I can tell you can tell all his friends in the office, and they're all they're going to be thinking he's practically famous. That is literally the only reason that he wants me to do this, so that he can show off. So I'm doing it for him because I love him that much.
I have at some point thought that.
That's and mainly because I've watched people who haven't, and I've seen them looking so uncomfortable. Mainly they haven't done anything, actually. A couple of girls who stood up there and just sort of looked uncomfortable for an hour, and that looked absolutely hideous. And I thought, and they were being heckled, and I thought, you either have got to go up there and do something, or you need to go up there and entertain people to make it easy for yourself, because otherwise they're going to expect it, and then they're going to sort of kick you down if you're not giving them what they expect, which is to be slightly entertained in some way. even if it's very mild, so even if it's just like a start and a finish, so there's a bit of, you know, not, you know, they're not sure what's happening, they'll sit for 5 minutes more just to see. That's still being entertained, whether or not somebody's singing there or taking their clothes off or whatever, you know. So yes, I did consider it.
And from the things that you watched online, do you think we're getting a portrait of the UK through the project?
No. To be completely honest, I think it's an incredibly middle class, listen to me speaking. I mean, I'm, you know, I'm being honest, basically. I think it is just a very middle class project. Even if other people have heard of it, I think people who sign up for it are kind of, you know, I don't know. It's probably, I've only really, honestly, looked into the people doing it over the last 4 days. So this is a real snapshot over the last four days, not over the last 4 weeks or whatever. So just remember that when I'm talking. But I do think that it is a bit like that. I think it's a similar people. There are quite a few midlife crisis women going up there who are in their 50s going, yeah, bit of yoga, bit of this. To me, it's not art. That's not art necessarily, although we can argue the point. Sure, you're going to argue with me. And I just think that, you know, we haven't got the outer skirts of Newcastle, you know, the outskirts of Newcastle or whatever. God, I'm sounding terrible, aren't I? But anyway, yeah, you know what I mean. There isn't a good cross-section, I don't think, on that, no. So I don't think it is representative.
My next question was going to be, would you describe it as art overall?
Oh, yes. You see, I'm one of these people who get really frustrated and angry when I walk into a gallery and I see a piece of corrugated iron saying anonymous, unnamed, anonymous, £5,000. I think they should be shot. I absolutely cannot stand that kind of stuff. And so it is a really fine line. Personally, no. I'm sorry, Anthony. But I think it's not art. I think it's an interesting project. I definitely think it's an interesting project. I think it has loads of benefits in other ways. And I'm absolutely not saying it shouldn't be done. I just think to call it art is maybe not the right noun. Is that right? Adjective. Oh, money on education. Rubbish. Yeah.
How would you summarise your experience, your personal experience of the project, since you knew that you had a place
Oh, great fun. I think it's absolutely great fun. I think the website's fantastic. It's really simple to use. It's easy. I've told all my friends. They've just been, you know, logged on really quickly. Even the little kiddies, you know, there's sort of 12-year-olds, friends of family and all that kind of things. And they can all get up there and see what's going on. And they all think it's all exciting. I think it's totally inclusive. It's got a bit of kudos. It gets everybody thinking creatively because I went, what am I going to do? And so everybody's been bombarding me with ideas and saying, this person says this and this guy in my office says this. So actually, the word of mouth, the value of word of mouth for this is huge. I think that's what I mean. It's got loads of value to it, but where it's actually art is another question. But yeah, I think it's, yeah, fantastic. I can't even remember what the question was now. Sorry. Okay.